126 years ago, at number 6, the Bund, Shanghai, the first modern bank in China was born, the Imperial Bank of China. But do you know that it had an equally famous countryside ancestor that predated it by 74 years? Li Dachen was a young master of the Xiu Cheng Pigment Shop in Pingyao, Shanxi, in the early 19th century. One day, he encountered a man on the street who could accurately predict the outcome of dice. The man was quick-witted and could instantly calculate the points as soon as the dice landed. This chance encounter led to the creation of a legend in the history of finance. The man's name was Lei Lutai, and he was later appointed by Li Dachen as the head of the Beijing branch of the Xiu Cheng Pigment Shop. But his business talent extended far beyond being sensitive to numbers.
有一次李大全一位在天津做生意的朋友想带银子去北京，为避免运输麻烦，就把银子存到了西域城天津分号，再开具收款证明，拿着证明到北京分号取银子。这个不经意的人情往来，却让雷吕泰捕捉到了一个巨大的商机。
By replacing the dangerous traditional system of transporting silver, businessmen could now engage in free trade across the country by simply presenting this note. Lei Lutai's pioneering cross-regional exchange business introduced an entirely new form of finance to ancient China. In 1823, Xiu Cheng Pigment Shop became Wu Sheng Chong Private Bank, and Lei became the founding father of China's banking industry.
凭一张汇票就可以实现异地存取北银，这是晋商的独到的智慧。山西商人的活动不仅在国内，还在国外。当时在俄罗斯、新加坡、日本都可以实现一张汇票汇通天下。
Relieved of the burden of transporting physical silver, financial networks everywhere were soon unimpeded. Shanxi merchants virtually monopolized the country's financial sector for nearly a century.
Мне кажется, что Тиньшан – это очень смелые люди, которые всегда хотят быть первыми. Они не боятся никаких трудностей и всегда их преодолевают. Ну, мне кажется, это вообще качество всей китайской нации.
Shanxi merchants endured 5 centuries of vicissitudes, from the salt trade to the tea business, then reaching a pinnacle with the emergence of private banks. They forged a winding 5,150 kilometer tea road across the Eurasian continent through their wisdom, tenacity, and strategic acumen, building a grand economic corridor that connected the world.